Om Shanti.
Jana Hua.
Today, as I reached Baba in the subtle region,
Baba Itam Samne. Bahut pyar se bahe basare.
It was as though Baba was standing in a very loving form with his arms spread out. He was saying, come, the great children of the Big Father, come.
As I went
closer, Baba asked me, what special message have you brought today? I said, today, Baba, truly, we have come from the big home, Pandav Bhavan, and brought loving remembrances from everyone for Baba.
Baba heard this,
he said, okay, tell me one thing.
कैसे समझें कि ये बड़ा व्यक्ति है? कैसे मालूम?
How does one know that this person is a great personality, a great person, a big person?
सोचने भी लगा.
I started to smile.
कि बाबा को क्या कहना?
Started to think about it. What should I reply to Baba?
तो बाबा ने मुस्कुराकर कहा. ये तो आसान प्रश्न.
Baba smiled and said, this is an easy question.
उसकी ड्रेस से होती है.
How does one recognize
उसके बोल से?
A big person, a great personality. It's visible from their attire, from their words, from their interactions. So you children should answer.
हमारा सारा दिन हमने जो ड्रेस पहनी है वो सिर्फ साधारण है या लाइट माइट की ड्रेस.
Your children too should think about it. What attire do you have throughout the day? Is it an ordinary dress or is it filled with light and might? Is it unique and very lovely, this dress, such attire of light and might? When you come into interaction, come into performing tasks, saying anything,
सबको ये महसूस कराता है कि divine है. ये दिखाई
when you talk, when you interact, does everyone feel that this person is divine? It should be visible, it should be felt that you are divine.
योग मूर्त गुण मूर्त.
Baba has made you the embodiment of knowledge, embodiment of yoga, embodiment of virtue. So do you remain as that embodiment? The embodiment of knowledge and yoga. What are the words of those who are the embodiment of knowledge? Their words are not ordinary. Those who are yogis, their vision, their face, their interaction, how they conduct themselves will be so unique. When they come into action, perform tasks, then their virtues will be very visible.
So
become Baba's children in this way and then perform actions throughout the day. I then shared with Baba that Baba's children from Kolkata have come for tapasya for their bhakti in Pandav Bhavan. Baba then said, Baba has already shared what tapasya is. Tapasya means to keep the slate of the board of your mind and intellect clean. When a child is working on their slate, on their board, on their in their diary, in their notebook, they end whatever is the old and then start something new. So the paper, the page of our intellect, of the yogi's intellect, does not have anything of the old on it, no old stains or lines. In the world also there are children who only continue making lines on their board, on their book. But you are not those children who keep drawing lines of waste. A yogi means one who just remembers one Baba. This is the tapasya we have to be engaged in. Nothing of the old should have an effect on our thoughts or in our life. I then offered bhog to Baba and gave everyone's remembrances. While giving remembrances, Baba reminded us, become the embodiment of virtues, become the embodiment of knowledge, embodiment of yoga, and carry on. Baba was giving very loving drishti to everyone, and then I returned. Om Shanti.